Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by podcast cover art. No, not the concept, but an Instagram account dedicated to showing off beautiful artwork. Podcast underscore cover underscore art is an Instagram account celebrating the diverse art of podcasts around the world. It currently features shows from Brazil, the US, the UK, and Australia, and they're looking for more. Created by a passionate podcast listener and producer in Melbourne, Australia, you can follow the account on Instagram and submit your cover art to be featured. We will link to the Instagram account in the show notes. Hey, Ariel here. Welcome back to Feedback with Earbuds. You made it. You're here. Let's get to some podcast recommendations. Last week, our theme was pop music commentary podcasts. Our curator was Dante DiDomenico, co-host of Pen Pop. Here are the podcasts that Dante recommended. Pen Pop, his podcast, of course. Don't Alert the Stands, Main Pod Girl, Questlove Supreme, and Still Processing. Thank you to Dante for curating that list for us. If you didn't get a chance to listen to those episodes last week, we will link to them in the show notes so you can check them out. On to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called To Grad School and Beyond. Our curator is David Mendez, host of Beyond the Thesis with Papa PhD. In just a bit, you'll hear from David about his podcast picks and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Podcast 360, a show from the Podcast Academy and DCP Entertainment about the what's, hows, and whys of the podcast industry. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now, here's David with his recommendations for the theme To Grad School and Beyond.
Hi there. David Mendez here, and I am the producer and host of Beyond the Thesis with Papa PhD, a weekly podcast where I interview people about how they navigated their personal and professional lives after getting their degree. I've called the curated list of podcasts I'm bringing you this week To Grad School and Beyond. More and more people are going to grad school, often first generation, and lacking the full picture of what to expect during their degree and after graduating. But a lot of great content is being created around helping people make the most of their time in grad school and around getting them to prepare for what comes after getting their degree. And I wanted to showcase these great resources and the people behind them. The first podcast I want to share with you is called Hello PhD. And in the episode that I chose, titled The Essential Guide to Grad School Applications, Joshua Hall does a comprehensive overview of best practices when applying to graduate school. Crafting a good CV, choosing the right school and program, writing a good personal statement, among others. A great resource for people considering or applying to graduate school. Of course, Hello PhD has many more episodes with great guests, so I strongly suggest that if you're considering grad school or if you are in grad school and want advice, you know, the best advice from people from different domains, just explore the backlog of episodes of Hello PhD. It will be worth your time. The second podcast I'd love you to listen to is called Black and in Grad School. And in the episode that I chose for you, titled Maximizing Your Professional Network, the show's host, Alante, covers the crucial yet often ignored question of building a professional network during graduate school. Building and nurturing a professional network is key not only to your smooth sailing when looking for a job after your degree, but also to career building as a young researcher. It's a great episode to change your mindset from being a student to being a young professional as a graduate researcher. I strongly recommend it, and again, strongly recommend exploring all of the other episodes that Alante has been sharing during her graduate school journey. The third episode I'm sharing in this curated list is from the PhD Life Raft podcast by Emma Brudzinski. The episode is titled Organizing Yourself for the PhD with Lisa Woodruff. And in this episode, Emma's guest shares the challenges and possibilities of being a researcher with ADHD. She also shares how she has employed her organizing tactics to her PhD journey. Scheduling, strategies for reading, and managing life around graduate school. Organization and time management are key to a successful graduate school journey, and Lisa Woodruff shares a lot of precious nuggets listeners can apply right away. I strongly recommend this episode for any graduate researcher needing to have some organization strategies and tactics. My fourth recommendation comes from the Dear Grad Student podcast by Ilana Gloger, and the episode I chose is titled Challenging Shame and Channeling Vulnerability, Applying Brené Brown to Grad School and Beyond. And what I love about this episode is that it covers something that usually stays in the shadows, something that's a little taboo, which has to do with how feelings of shame, feelings of imposter syndrome can really hinder you in your journey through graduate school. And I really love how Ilana and Rachel find parallels from the work of Brené Brown, and how Rachel shares how the practices that she extracted from Brené Brown's work have helped her grad school experience and what came after too. Dear Grad Student is a great podcast, and as Ilana likes to say, it's a place to commiserate about graduate school, the life in graduate school. But Ilana does a great job at bringing interesting guests and having conversations that are sometimes, you know, more serious, but always fun in a certain way, and always in a safe space. My fifth and last recommendation for this curated list is from the podcast What Are You Going to Do With That? And from the episode titled Why I Withdrew from My PhD Program. In this episode, the host of the show, Dani Reches, and her guest, Cameron Gooden, share Cameron's academic journey from undergrad in San Diego, starting a PhD in political theory in Boston, to her decision to withdraw and what came after in her life. Cameron shares her struggle, starting a PhD in a new place without the ability to make new friends due to COVID, shares also her struggles with her high expectations, versus also the stress and discomfort she was feeling at the time. And the reason I chose this episode is because the reality of dropping out of a PhD is one that a lot of people go through. And I'd really love, after you listen to this episode, I'd really love for any negative stigma that comes with dropping out to be dismantled, and for us as a community to normalize the fact that some people start a PhD, but not everyone has to finish it. If it's not for you, if you're not having fun doing it, and if it's affecting your mental health, it is really better for you to stop and reorient. I hope you will enjoy all these choices that I made for this curated list. If you have any questions and want to reach out, I'm on social media at Papa PhD Podcast, and you can also reach out and actually find out about Beyond the Thesis with Papa PhD at the website papaphd.com. Hope you enjoy this list, and thanks again for the Earbud Collective for allowing me to share this with the community.
Thank you to David for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. David's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can click and start listening right away. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? It's true, there's a link in the show notes where you can submit a list. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Podcast 360. Here's a bit about the show. Ever wonder what a podcast production company does? Or how a podcast generates revenue? Or where the podcast industry is headed? All great questions. And they are just some of the questions that podcast founders and experts are answering in a new show from the Podcast Academy and DCP Entertainment. It's called Podcast 360. You'll get a 360-degree view on what it takes to build something that lasts in the podcast industry. You can find and listen to Podcast 360 wherever you get your podcasts. And to close out the show, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First, if you've ever been curious about the trial testimony of the Lizzie Borden case, check out Lizzie Borden Audio, beginning with the inquest of Lizzie Borden that was excluded at trial. Next, Possessions explores our belongings, or museums of the self. This podcast is full of stories of cherished items loved and lost, the declining quality of goods mirroring the decline of relationships, a gentle manifesto against artless minimalism and disposability, and an ode to craftsmanship and frayed edges. And we have a new post up on our blog. I got to have a conversation with Nikki Boyer and Reverend Peggy from Near Death, a show that attempts to make talking about death a little bit more mainstream. You can find it on our website, earbuds.audio, and of course we will link to it. And last, what is James Cridlin covering in pod news this week? He's got stories on iHeartMedia's financials, Acast's new product, which is called Ad Collab, and Realm's recent acquisition of Pinna and Lipstick and Vinyl. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. And that is the close of our show for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Now, go and listen to some podcasts. If you find something that you would love, we'd love to hear about it. You can send us an email. I'm Arielle at earbuds.audio. Or you can leave us a review and tell us in that review what podcast you're loving. Happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DiComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.